Thank you for calling customer support. This is Kendra. How may I help you?
Yes, I have a charge on January the 30th for $49.97, and I don't know what it's for.
Okay, could you provide me with your zip codes? I can pull up an account.
I'm in 23060 is the zip code, and my card ends in 2429.
And what's your first and last name?
Betty Williams.
Could you verify your address for the security of the account?
3419 Amberg Lane, Glen Allen, Virginia, 23060.
Bear with me one moment. Okay, so I see that you paid the shipping and handling for a Wi-Fi booster, and you were billed the $49.97 for the membership fee. That Wi-Fi booster was a welcoming gift for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store.
For what?
For joining the Factory Direct Savings Store.
I don't know what that is.
Did you pay the shipping and handling for the Wi-Fi booster, ma'am, of $7.45?
No.
So you didn't purchase a Wi-Fi booster back in October on the 25th?
I didn't get a booster.
Give me one second.
I didn't get a Wi-Fi booster.
I can check the tracking on it. Give me one moment. But did you pay the shipping and handling for it, ma'am?
I don't know. I didn't get a booster.
Ma'am, I'm asking, did you pay the shipping and handling for a Wi-Fi booster?
No.
Could it have been anyone in your household?
No, I'm a widow, and I live alone.
Well, this one says it was delivered February 28th.
Well, one arrived here, but I didn't order it.
Okay. So what I can offer to do is get the account canceled and get you over to the fraud department so they can begin an investigation to see who used your card to make the purchases. Since you're stating that you didn't make the purchase for a Wi-Fi booster.
I can't hear you, honey.
Since you're stating that you didn't make the purchase for a Wi-Fi booster, I can offer to get you connected over to the fraud department.
Okay.
Bear with me one moment. Give me one moment, I'll get you connected over.
Okay.
Okay, getting you connected over now.
Thank you.